Good morning. So many bright, shiny, and smiling faces. Welcome to First Baptist. We're glad you're here. There's a couple announcements we want to bring to your attention, and I'm going to let Miss Belinda start off.
Good morning. Well, it's that time of year again. It's time to get ready for VBS, Vacation Bible School. This year, our title is Illumination Station, Shining a Light on Who Jesus Really Is. Last year, the first night, we had 34 kids. But then after that, a pie in the face it took, but we ended up with 40 kids almost every single night after that. The date for VBS this year, go ahead and mark it down, is July 20th through the 25th from 6 o'clock to 8:15. We will have VBS training on June 6th. Like we did last year, we'll go over some of our rules and any changes that we have and what we're studying, and we will serve you breakfast. It's like 8:30 to 10:30, something like that. I got to catch my breath. The first thing we need before anything else is prayer. We cannot have a successful VBS or any activity here in the church without that first. The next thing I need is you. Last year, we had so many volunteers. It was so awesome. And everybody has a place, whether you're on a prayer train for VBS or your security, teachers, leaders, music, snacks, technology, rec, special needs for decorations and cleanup, we can use you. We have places for everybody. You're not too old and you're not too young. We have a sign-up sheet when you come in this way, so you can put your name down. Let me know, Cindy Kemp, or call the church if you're interested in volunteering. One thing that we have to do for all volunteers, and I don't care who you are or how long I've known you, this is just the rule. It's insurance, it's safety. We have to have a background check on everybody. It takes one day. Now, the good thing is they're good for 3 years. So if you had one last year, you're good for 2 years. So just know that we have to have a background check on everybody, and if you come up the day of, I'm sorry, I won't be able to use you if I don't have that check in place. That's the main thing. The other thing is just go ahead and sign up now. I get very anxious and have anxiety attacks, so it helps me. Go ahead and start with the prayers now. I go up to Cindy and go, I'm having an anxiety attack, I'm having one. So if you would do that, just know that we're here. It's never too early. We can't wait to the last minute to plan the event. Vic and I have been picking up kids and Jim and all. Wednesday nights, there are a lot of kids that are not going to church right now that we can tap into and bring here and get them to know the Lord. The other announcement I have is we are not having youth services this afternoon at 4:30, but they will resume next Sunday night. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Belinda. Just a couple of quick reminders. Annie Armstrong offering, this has been our month, so today and then next week are the last scheduled days, so please continue to pray for how you can help our church meet our goal and help with missions. Also, immediately following the service today, we'll hold our quarterly business meeting, so please stick around for that. And then this Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, we have a little special treat. And that is Pastor Phil Bryant, he's a retired pastor, will be with us sharing about outreach and visitation. And everyone has a role in that. So please join us. We'll be in the fellowship hall this Wednesday at 6 o'clock. All right? Great. If you will, join me now as we prepare our hearts and minds for worship. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. Will you pray with me? Father, I pray that as we come into this time of worship, that is exactly the attitude of our minds and hearts. Father, we are thankful for what you've done for us, what you did for us so many years ago on the cross to allow us to have life everlasting. And Father, I pray that we would open our minds and hearts now, that you would be able to speak to us. We would be attentive, obedient, and faithful servants. In Jesus' name, amen.
Will you please stand with me and ascribe to God the glory due his name? Worship our King. Oh, come, let us bow at his feet. He has done great things. See what his Savior has done. See how his love overcomes. He has done great things. He has done great things. Oh, hero of heaven, you conquered the grave. You free every captive and break every chain. Oh, God, you've done great things. Freedom, awake and alive. Oh, Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high. Oh, God, you have done great. Through every storm, you'll be faithful forevermore. You have done great things, and I know you will do it again, for your promise is yes and amen. You will do great things. God, you do great things. Oh God, you have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high. Oh God, you have done great things. You have done great things. Oh God, you do great things.
Buenos dias. Wrong church, I'm sorry. We are so excited to be in the house of the Lord. We keep praying for revival, we keep walking. You know, we just had the NFL draft, and they always tell the running backs, keep moving the legs when you run. So I tell you, just keep on trucking, keep on going forward. We are going to see revival, amen. We want to see this whole city come to know Jesus. We want people to be baptized and obey the Lord and serve the Lord. That's what we want. Is that all right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, I am so excited, and so excited that you are at First Baptist Church. We are excited that you're here. And if you have a prayer request, or if you have you would like to commit your life to the Lord, or if any decision you would like to make in your program, there is a little care card. We'd love to hear from you. Just drop it in the offering plate. It's so good to be here with you. Let us just take 1 minute to hear from your heart. Who's in your heart this morning? Just lift the name up, please. Oh, Lord, we lift up all of these names to you this morning, Father. We're trusting in you. We are We have committed our lives to you, Father, to follow you, Father, until you bring us home, Lord. And Father, we want to see a miracle in the lives and the names of those people that we have just voiced to you. We know, Father, that when we call upon you, it's not just to the ceiling of this church, but it goes straight through your throne. Father, may you, O Lord, Father, surprise us today. Father, may we, when we contact these folks that we are praying for, Father, may we hear of the great things that you have done in their lives. Father, to you, O Lord, be the honor and glory, and we'll dedicate this service to you in Christ's name. Amen.
You may be seated. This is our focus on what we used to call home missions. Now we call them North American Board missions. These are the people who are working here within the continental U.S., within all of the United States, and also we have people in Canada that are included in this. Miss Joe and Miss Nancy did some math and figured out that if we meet our goal of $4,000, then we will be contributing $1.33 to all 3,000 home missionaries or North American Board missionaries. Wouldn't it be great if we could double that, triple that? That would be awesome. Mr. Cecil, you have a video for us today?
Marrero, Louisiana will be considered the West Bank of the New Orleans metro area. And God isn't finished with this community. At one time, the community was probably 80 to 90% white. The community changed, but this church didn't. The church was so close to closing, maybe a couple months, and they invited us in. And as a replanter, God placed us right here with a church that had multiple elderly members who were excited about the church that they once knew, you know, to be that vibrant place again. So we've seen a newfound excitement for being a gospel witness. And we have a story behind our replant. The story of Mr. Leon and Miss Javon, they passed the church all the time, and they noticed that more cars started to be parked in the parking lot. And they came and they started to bring their sons, their daughters, their grandchildren, and the gospel has this uncanny aspect about it. People get saved when you preach it. So we were able to baptize 7 members of their household.
I knew that I wanted to have a relationship with God and for my grandchildren to have a relationship with God. That's how it came about.
In the last 2 years, we've seen 22 baptisms. So when you give to Annie Armstrong, here's what God does with your gift. He creates God-sized stories like Miss Javon and Mr. Leon. That story, it brings tears to my eyes and joy to my heart.
Let's stand together again and let's sing Friend of God. Friend of God. we have in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus knows our every weakness. Take
Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. All the time. God is good. He is good indeed. And we are so excited to be here, to be in the house of the Lord and to be in His Word. You know, it's so good to be a believer. It's so good to trust in the Lord. It's so good to just deposit our lives into the hands of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is such a joy. You know, when you are, lately I've been visiting a lot of assisted living and a lot of folks that the Lord is about to take home. And listen, there is such a big difference when you have someone who has trusted Christ. It's so much confidence. They're even awaiting the time to depart. But there's others who have no idea. Listen, being a believer is the greatest thing, the greatest thing, the biggest decision, and the greatest decision that you will ever make. Give your life to Christ before you close your eyes. You remember, like I tell you, like American Express, don't leave home without it. Don't leave home without it. How many of you like ice cream? Everybody loves ice cream. Well, Sunday Best gave us America's top favorite ice cream flavors. And I'm just going to start from number six. Number six is cookie dough. How many cookie dough fans we got some here? Two or three. Okay. Mint chip. Okay. Strawberry. My strawberry folks. There we go. Cookies and cream at number three. There we go. Number two, chocolate. We're getting closer now. Now we can hit the drums for number one. And number one is vanilla. That's right. Vanilla. Everybody likes vanilla. And so, but today we're going to continue with our series on favorites. And today we're going to be discussing and looking at Exodus 14:14. There they are. They're the favorites right there. I hope I don't make you hungry this time. All right, you'll probably have dessert now before you have your meal now. But anyway, so this is our favorite. We're going to be looking at favorite passages of Scripture, and this is one of my favorites, and it's Exodus 14, and I would love for you to stand up, and let's read it together. Let's read it together. Now, I want you to read it like you just had coffee, like you just had Cuban coffee. Espresso, there you go. So I need you to read it with, you know, just like you feeling it, and it's in your body, your system. All right, here we go. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. One more time.
The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace.
Amen. That was good. That was good. Father, we thank you so much for today. We thank you for all your love for us. Thank you for this wonderful promise, Father, that you are fighting for us. Father, you have the boxing gloves ready, and you fight for us. I mean, who am I for that you are fighting for me? And we thank you, Father, for this wonderful promise. Oh, Lord, to you be the honor and glory in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. A little bit of background here. If we look at this book of Exodus, first of all, Exodus means exit. You probably have seen exit signs everywhere. We have them here around the church. We have them everywhere. But also, when we look at the background of what is happening here, here is Israel. They had come out of Egypt, and now they have come to a crossroads. And of course, there is the Red Sea right before them. And of course, on the other side, Pharaoh has decided that he doesn't want to let the people go, that he's made a wrong decision, and he needs to go get them back. He gets all his chariots and his horses, his whole army, and there they are. And Israel is right there between the Egyptian army and the Red Sea. How many of you have been there before? How many of you have been there in a crossroads? You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. Hey, you may be there today. You may be there. You just don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. And so this is exactly what is happening here in the text. And so first of all, God transferred them from slavery to freedom. God had transferred them from slavery to freedom. They had left Egypt. it was not just leaving geographical location, but it meant also that they had been free. For over 400 years, generations of slaves. That's what they were. They were slaves of the Egyptians. Okay? And now they're free. They walk in the desert. But they don't know how to live. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to do. They are following Moses. They're following God's leadership. And now they come to this crossroad. There is the water there. There is this Red Sea. And so they're asking themselves, okay, what are we going to do? Well, when God transfers us also from slavery, but he's transferred us from slavery to become bondservants. You know, this is one of Paul's favorite terms, to be a bondservant. Some people say, well, you know, I am a believer. Now I can do whatever I want to do. Well, that is not the case. That is not the message of the scripture. God has freed us from sin, less from the bondage of sin, but to become servants of the living God. To become servants of the living God. When Paul wrote to Timothy, he told him we are bond servants. In the book of Colossians, he says we are bond servants. In other words, hey, listen, my hands are tied to Jesus. Are tied to Jesus. Whatever he takes me, that's where I go. Whatever he tells me to do, that's what I'm going to do. And so we need to understand that we are bond servants. It's the word doulos in the Greek. It means that we belong to Jesus. We belong to Jesus. Say, I belong to Jesus. That means Jesus got you then. He's got you. He's got it. He said, I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to fight for you. Can you imagine God fighting for you? I was thinking about this text, and I'm thinking about who am I? Who am I? Just like the song says. Who am I for Jesus, for the God Almighty, the all-powerful God, to be fighting for me, little me? Wow. Can you imagine what is happening? And so God is fighting for us. So sin cannot rule over us anymore. He cannot rule over us. We may sin, we may fall. Listen, but we're going to get up again. We're going to get up again, and we're going to be marching again. We're going to be like that running back again. You got to keep moving the legs. Listen, you fell one time, and you said, I'm not gonna fall again. Listen, God will pick you up again. He said, okay, keep following me. Keep following me. I got you. I got you. And the Lord, for sure, he has us. So what did the people do? When we look at the text, we need to see what their reaction was when there is the army coming, and here is the Red Sea. So what did Israel do when that happened? Well, the text here tells us that the first thing that they did, look at verse 11, 14:11. It says in 14:11, and then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? You know what they did? They blame Moses. They judge the leadership. They blame Moses. You know, sometimes when we get on crossroads, what do? We begin to point fingers. Oh, if it wasn't because you told me this, or if it wasn't because you told me that, or because I listened to you, that's where I am now. And this is exactly what they did. They said, look, weren't there graves over there? Look where we are now, Moses. Look what you've done with my life. Look all that you have done. We're about to die in this place now. Moses, what did you do? They started to blame other people. You know, sometimes when we make our mistakes, we just need to confess and say, Lord, I'm sorry, I messed up. You know? Sometimes it's nobody's fault. Sometimes it's your fault. We need to take and be accountable for our reactions and our actions. Amen? We need to take and say, God, I messed up big time. Stop blaming your mom or your grandma or your ancestry or the city or the government or the president. Listen, we got to take ownership of our mistakes that we make. If we messed up, we got to say, Lord, I'm sorry. You know what the Lord does? 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin, he's willing to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. He forgives us. The Lord says, all I want is your honesty. You just confess that you messed up. I will restore you. I'll fight for you again. But I want the honest truth. If you drink the milk, we got the evidence. You got a white master. You drink the milk. Y'all remember the commercial? I got milk. You drink it? Yes, you did. Don't lie. You know, there's no need to lie. So what did they do? They judged their leadership. The second thing that they did, they questioned God. By questioning and blaming Moses, they were really blaming God. You know, there are people who blame God. Something happened, he said, well, God, if I had been following you, all of this would not have happened. We blame God. Or we say, God, you know, I'm so faithful to you. And it's like we give and we expect good things. Well, let me tell you something. You're trying to tell Moses that. You're trying to tell Paul that. Listen, to follow the Lord is difficult, but it's not impossible. You know what Jesus said? Take up your cross and follow me. Sometimes the cross becomes so heavy. But listen, we gotta keep on tracking. We gotta keep on moving. Listen, we can't be questioning God. God is God. He's the one who woke me up this morning. Amen? Listen, church didn't wake you up this morning. Sunday school didn't wake you up this morning. God did. He woke you up. He gave you a job. He took care of you. Oh, he brought a wife to you. He gave you children. Oh, he blessed you. You got a car. You got a house. You got a job. Oh, your refrigerator is full of food because God is good. Wants the best for you. The Lord says, what is going on, Lord? And sometimes the Lord says, I'm trying. Just let go. Sometimes we just got to let go and let God. And so here they are. So they're questioning Moses. They're blaming God. But they were tempted to go back. They were tempted to go back. Well, guess what? Pharaoh wanted them back. You know, it's always easy to go back. It's always easy to quit in anything in life. You can quit and say, I'm not going to do anything. I'm tired. I've had it. I'm done. You know, I remember back in school, some of my middle school professors and teachers used to say, if you come every day, if you do your homework, you got to see. That's a good deal right there. Make good on your test, you'll get a B. Study hard, you'll get an A. But if you're just here, listen, I would have never gotten any grade in my quit school. See what I'm saying? In anything in life, if you quit, that's it. Well, come to a point in their life, they're like, okay, left Egypt, generation. You know, if you follow Jesus, up and down. Next thing you know, you're over the top. Pharaoh wanted him back. If you look at verse 5, 14:5, he said, and he was told by the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people. And they say, why have we done this? Why have we let Israel go from serving us? See, what the devil wants and the world wants is for you to go serve them. I want you to do what I say to do. Well, listen, God said, no, you follow me. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I always have the best. I love you. See, when you're following Christ, decided simple water, pond water, faucet water, turns it into wine. That's what he does with your mind. The world says, quit it, don't go to church anymore, don't read your Bible, don't pray. Look all that is happening to you. It's like the world has turned upside down for you. Listen, there is no better thing than to have the peace of God in your heart. Nothing better. All of a sudden, you got all these problems. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you get up in the morning and you just start praising the Lord. You say, why am I praising the Lord? I got all these issues going around my life. Why am I praising the Lord? I'm thanking the Lord. That's the Spirit of God living inside. So, what do we do when we find ourselves in the crossroads? What are we to do when we find ourselves in that particular place? You may be there right now. But the first thing you need to know is that God is coming to your intervention. He's coming. He's got you. You remember the promise he made to the disciples? I'll be with you. If tomorrow, to the end of time. God's promise. I believe you. Got you. Fighting for you. God is coming to your intervention. The Lord has given us a promise. He promised you, I will fight for you. Okay. I know what happened. I know what you think. I know what you're going through. I know your doubt. I know everything about you. Everything. I have a standard up here in heaven. I got a biggie standard. But remember, God is coming. He's coming. If you're in a crossroads, you know where to go. Listen. Sometimes the best word is the one we don't say. Amen? How many husbands understand what I'm saying? I'm glad I didn't say anything. Don't even roll your eyes, please. No supper tonight. Amen. That's why I live around the McDonald's, not too far. Walking. Second thing. You got to trust his word. You got to trust his word. God has freed them from Egypt. It wasn't them that freed themselves. It was God. It wasn't us that save ourselves, it was God. All the blessings that you have, it wasn't you, it was God. For God is good. It's him who did it. He may not get credit for it, maybe you don't acknowledge it, but listen, God holds over your life. Right there. You got it all. You gotta trust the word of God. But then, thirdly, God is fighting for you. He is fighting for you. He's fighting for me. He has to be. He's already on Monday. God is already waiting for us. He's there Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday. But here we may see each other again on Sunday. God is ready to fight for me. Pray, trust the Lord, wait on
got a nerve to be sick. You know, we had three boys, and one of them, oh, he couldn't stay still. How many of you remember those two? You ever had one of them? He was checking in the hotel in Orlando. Checking in. He was already in the pool. I lost my phone that day. My wallet. Everything I had on it. I told him, I looked at him in the face and said, son, you owe me your life. Let me see the hands again. Make sure I'm not alone. Hey, one of those women, word. Terrible tooth never left. Wow. Sometimes the Lord said, die. How can we increase our faith? First thing, personalize as favorite scripture. We need to make it our own. We need to maybe put it on post-it notes and maybe take a snapshot with your phone, or maybe put it on your refrigerator. Maybe buy some paint. Go to Hobby Lobby and get some of those scriptures and just put them on your room, in the kitchen. You gotta make it your own. You gotta walk with those promises from the Lord. I love what we had last week, Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right. Maybe on a personal life, Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you. You shall hold your peace. But perhaps in 1 Joshua 24:14, it says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Or perhaps 1 Psalm 118:24. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad. Can you imagine going to work and you read those scriptures every day? And you leave your house? Can you imagine that? I believe if we read that scripture every day, we would have less road rage. God's going to fight for me. I'm just going to let him go. I'm not going to blow the horn. This is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice. Maybe you get to work. And the first thing they tell you, you here again? The day that the Lord has made. We rejoice. Maybe they say, we don't like you. Things are not going good. Things are not going right. And you can say, wait a minute. God says, be still and know that I am God. So you take the scripture out, personalize. Oh, Exodus 14 has been a blessing. Oh, Ephesians 3:20. Oh, he gives you more. The Lord says, I'm with you. Be still and God, I got you. Got you. Second thing. Remember God's miracle. everywhere their lives. They forgot about the little corn. There were flies, and there were livestock disease, and boils, and there was hailstorm and locusts. They had gone all of that, and they already forgot. How many know that you're not supposed to be here right now? You know. It wasn't your God. God who saved you. Whatever you confront, he confronts right here. Whatever is coming your way. Love, they didn't understand God's power. The Lord said, the one who saved your soul 20 years ago, the one who spared your life 50 years ago, is the same one right here, right now. But he hasn't changed. Forever. They thought we're done. They thought God has taken out of Egypt. God, right here, this spot. Don't forget God's miracle. Keep in touch. The other thing, sometimes you talk to us. I talk to us every day. Listen, I talk to myself all the time. How many of you do that? I know I'm not the only crazy one. Everybody's good. You got to talk to them. What is wrong with you, Dennis? Come on. That's a southern expression that I learned over the years. Come on, man. What's wrong with you? You can do better than that. You can become a better dad. You can become a better student of the word. Come on, what's wrong with you? Why are you so negative? Talk to yourself. Dennis, trust in the Lord. I got you. Then it's what's wrong with you. It's okay. Sometimes you talk. Y'all remember Finding Nemo? There was a little character named Flo. Flo would talk to herself in the tank, in the fish tank. Every morning she would go and get to the right to the edge and say, "Hey, Flo. Good morning, Flo. How are you?" They can do it. You can do it too. Talk to yourself. Now don't slap yourself, man. Talk to you. Talk to yourself. If I just keep my mouth shut, I won't have many fights in my home. Shut your mouth. That's what the Greek. That's what the Greek. Just shut your mouth. Talk to yourself. See, they need to talk to them. Never forget. Never forget. Everybody here has a resume. Everybody here has a resume. When we went to New York 2 years ago, we went to Hoboken, New Jersey. And of course, Cake Boss was really, really popular at the time. How many of you remember that? Good. His name is Buddy Balaschik. Better known as Cake Boss. Oh, he's wonderful. Great. Everything was good. But we were going through the little store there. There was a little video. And he would play like every 10 minutes. And he's giving his testimony, how his family had moved from Italy, all that, and what they had going through. And in the middle of the interview, he took the mic and dropped it. Said this.
we stand together, we'll sing the final stanza, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And if you, those of the church would remain, we'll have our quarterly business meeting.